podium around the stage here, and I found that my interpreters kind of we have quite some gap here, so and he would like me to stay closer, so to encourage him to preach today.
好，我们今天开始，我们看一个故事， 就是曾经有一个人叫做 Horatio Spafford.
So before we begin, we will first look at a story about Horatio Spafford.
这个人呢是生活在140几年以前的事。
So he lived 140 years ago.
他是一位律师。
And he was a lawyer.
他也是一位基督徒。
And he is also a Christian.
他是穆迪, Dale Moody的一位好朋友。
He's a good friend to D.L. Moody.
那穆迪我们大家可能听过, 是一位很有名的传道人。
And we some of us might heard about D.L. Moody. He is a very famous
evangelist.
Yeah, evangelist at that time.
他也是创办这个 Moody Bible Institute 在芝加哥的这个神学院。
And he was also whom found the Bible
Institute, Moody Bible Institute.
Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.
那常常有人介绍这个人的时候，就会提到穆迪， 因为穆迪比较出名一点。
Yeah. So whenever people talk about Spafford, they usually talk about Moody as well, because Moody is more, is much famous.
那今天我们不讲穆迪， 我们讲这个 Horatio Spafford的故事。
But today we're not going to talk about Moody, we're going to talk about Spafford.
他的生平是经过好多次的试炼。
So Spafford's life have been through many trials.
那在1870年的时候，他住在芝加哥嘛，芝加哥发生了一个大火灾。
So in 1871, there was Chicago, the Great Chicago Fire that took place.
那在这件事情的时候，他就失去了他的很多他拥有的东西。
So in this incident, he lost many things that belongs to him.
同一年，他的唯一的一个男孩子也死去过世。
So within the same year, his only son was also died.
那两年后呢，1873年的时候，他送他太太还有剩下的四个小女儿，送他们到欧洲去玩，去法国，从纽约坐船到法国去。
So in 1873, he put his wife and his four daughters for a cruise and sailing to from New York to France.
那旅程开始的时候还蛮顺利的。
So the journey began well.
但是 过了几天后，好像是11月的时候，11月21日，他那条船被另外的一条船撞了。
So but on the same year, the November 21st, the ship was struck by the other ship.
我们最近听到这个韩国这个渡海轮这个被撞的时候破了一个洞，那很快就沉下去。So
we all learned that the recent incident, like the Korean cruise accident, and the ship sank pretty fast.
所以他坐的他 Spafford 的夫人坐的这条船，30分钟以内他就沉下去了。So
the ship that Mrs. Spafford was boarded on just sink within the 30 minutes.
但是他一听到这船要沉的时候，他马上就抱着四个孩子，就是跪下来祷告。So
she holds all her four daughters at that time, and they kneel down and pray.
那但是呢，在混乱的当中呢，有一大波的浪过来，把他其中三个孩子冲走了。So
in much of a chaos, the wave quickly took over all her four daughters.
那他就很抓紧的他最后的那个最小的那个女儿。So
and she was still holding her youngest daughter.
但是过了不久，一个大波的浪又来了，就把这个小孩子冲走了。
But within a short time, another wave came by and brought.
同时呢，这个 Spafford 夫人她也昏掉，所以她也不知发生了什么回事。So
he also struck the Mrs. Spafford unconscious at the time.
她醒过来的时候，她发觉她其实是被救了。So
when she woke up, she realized that she has been rescued.
那在这个时候呢， Spafford 先生他在美国，他就等待着这个消息，他希望家人是没事。So
at the same time, the Mrs. Spafford was waiting in Chicago. About what happened.
后来他等到一个消息，他太太寄了一个消息过来，就说我是单独被救， saved alone.
So, but when he received the news from his wife, that his wife was saved alone in the message.
当天他跟他一个朋友叫做 Whittle 这个朋友说
So the same night that he talked to his wife, his good friend Whittle,
我很高兴的，我还是可以信任我的主耶稣。
He said that I'm glad to be able to trust my Lord.
虽然我这样做，我是付出了很大的代价，可能我所有的都没了。
So even when it cost me everything.
那后来呢？他也坐船到英国去。那个时候，他太太在英国。
So later, he took the ship that he also went to England to meet his wife.
那这个船经过这个他小女儿被冲去的那个地方的时候，他就写下了一首诗歌。
So when he passed, when the ship passed by the same spot of where the accident happened, he wrote this hymn.
那首诗歌是刚刚我们唱的，我心灵得安宁。
So it was the hymn that we just sang. Before this, it is well.
I saw. 他这样就写下来，有时想平安如江河平又稳，有时忧伤来迟滚浪滚。
As the song say that when peace like a river attend my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll.
无论何环境，足以教导我说，我心灵得安宁。
So whatever my lot. God has taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
这是发生在140几年以前。
So this happened 140 years ago.
但在最更近的几天前, 在CNN这个网上有一个报道。
And in the more recent days, there was a news on CNN.
苏丹这个国家里面有一个女人,她被判死罪。
And there is a Sudanese woman in Sudan, and she has been sentenced to death.
这个女儿还是有怀孕的。And
she was also pregnant.
那原因为什么会判死刑呢?
So what was the reason of her death sentence?
因为她是一个基督徒。
Because she is a Christian.
她不肯放弃她这个信仰。So
she chose not to denounce her faith.
我们可以看到在这个女人的身上, 她是很坚持的，对她这个信仰，这基督教的信仰是很坚持、很相信的。So
we can see from her that her persistency in her faith.
无论什么情况，她不肯放弃。So
no matter of what circumstances that she choose to not let go.
所以我们在这两位的人的身上，我们可以看到什么呢？
So what can we actually see from these two people?
当我们想起一个门徒。 什么对你来说，这门徒是什么意思？
So it reminds us about what is actually the true meaning of a disciple.
对 Horatio Spafford 这个人来说，他归根到底，他还是可以说，无论什么情况，我还是可以信任我的主。
So to Spafford, he can still trust the Lord no matter what kind of circumstances.
所以今天我们要看的一处经节是来自路加福音。
Today we're going to look at some scriptures from the book of Luke.
所以耶稣在教导做门徒的代价。
And Jesus taught about the cost of being a disciple.
我们要看三个故事。
We want to look at three stories.
在故事当中，耶稣跟这些人的对白，我们要看到主在主的观察，在主的观点怎么样是算是一个门徒。
We're going to see some conversation of Jesus with these people and from there, we're going to learn about how can we actually be a disciple.
在我们继续下去的之前，我们低头，我们做个祷告。So
before we continue, we're going to let's pray together.
天父，我们求你赐给我们有智慧。Lord,
give us a wisdom.
求你今天直接跟我们说话，从你的话语当中跟我们述说你的旨意。And
please speak to us through your word today as we look into what Your will is.
让我们晓得我们怎么样才可以做一个真正的门徒。So
teach us how can we be a true disciple.
做一个门徒我们应当有的态度。And
teach us how what kind of right attitude is for us as a disciple.
天父，我也把台子交在你的手里。And
today we want to commit our time to you today.
让我 所传讲的话语都是从你而来，让我口所说出的话语是带给你满意。
Please use the word so I can speak your word, so I can speak your will today.
我们在祷告奉主名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
帮那我们先看一下到底这门徒的定义是什么呢
？So first, we want to look at what is the real meaning of disciple.
我这个定义是从 dictionary.com 那里。
So it's a meaning from the dictionary.
并不是一个基督教的字典拿出来的。
I'm not talking about some meaning from some Christian dictionary.
所以第一个定义我看着也是有点惊讶，就是他直接就说 disciple。门徒就是跟随耶稣的人。
So from a common dictionary, it's very interesting that the word disciple, the first meaning it says that any follower of Christ.
那很挺清楚嘛，跟随耶稣的人就是门徒。
So it is very clear that disciple means those who follow Jesus.
那第二个定义就是比较普通了。
And the second meaning is a lot more general.
就是一个跟随某一个人或者是某一种的学说的一个学生。
So like you say, it's a person that who is a pupil or an adherent of the doctrines of another.
你觉得门徒是什么呢？我们想起这个门徒这个字，会不会想到是好像一个很特别的一个人？
So as a general context, so when we talk about disciple, so we usually would think of is this referring to certain people?
门徒是不是前面有一个牌子说我就是门徒？
So is this something that you think of some people that has a sign in their chest to say disciple?
或许说这个门徒是透过很特别的训练才成为一个门徒。
Or is this a person that who have been through tremendous training to become a disciple?
其实根据这个定义来说。你在座的，如果你曾经说过耶稣，我要跟随你，那你就是一个门徒。
So in actually, for whoever, even among us, that you say that you want to follow Jesus, you are already a disciple.
所以我们在座的，我相信很多都曾经就是决志过的，我要跟随你主耶稣。那今天要讲的信息跟大家都有关系的。
I'm sure that many of us here have said that and have pledged yourself that you want to follow Jesus. So this message is going to speak to many of us today.
所以今天的故事开始是什么的背景呢？这个背景就是耶稣在路中，他要走到这个耶路撒冷去。
So what is the background of today's message? We first have picture that Jesus has his journey to Jerusalem.
他在之前已经发生了很多事情了。
So before that, there are many things that happened.
他已经差派了他十二个使徒出去。
He already sent his 12 disciples.
他已经喂养了5000个人用五饼二鱼的故事已经发生过了。
So before this, that he already fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那彼得也曾经承认过主耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And Peter have also proclaimed that Jesus is the Messiah.
那耶稣也自己已经预言到他将会死的事情。
And Jesus have also prophesied that he will die.
所以他现在要走到耶路撒冷，其实就准备自己要去钉十字架的这个时候。
So his journey to Jerusalem is pretty much that he is preparing his death.
所以在路上的时候就碰到一个人。
So in the journey, he met this people.
这个人自己走到耶稣的面前。
And this person came to Jesus.
他跟耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
As he said to Jesus, no matter where you go, I want to follow you wherever you go.
那如果你是耶稣的话，或者你是一个牧师的话，你听到有一个人跑到你面前来，他就自己把自己架在你手里，他说我现在要跟随你，你道都还没讲，那个人就已经说我要跟随耶稣。
So imagine that if you are Jesus, so before you say anything, that someone already came to you and say that I want to follow you.
那应该你会很开心的嘛，对不对
？So, and you technically you will be actually overjoyed because you don't have to do anything.
那这个蛮有热心如火的这样的 的一个弟兄或者是姐妹，他愿意就是来信耶稣，这就是我们最希望的事情嘛。
Yeah. And imagine that you are looking at one man that who is full of passion and he's on fire.
这是就也就是我们要有这布道会的原因嘛，对不对？就是要希望有更多的人可以信耶稣。
Yeah, and we want people like that, just like when we have an evangelistic meeting, and we want to see these people come forth.
牧师还没做呼召的时候，就已经有人信主了。
So not even before pastor say, do the altar call that the person have already came before that.
那是最理想的事情嘛，对不对？
So isn't that very ideal?
耶稣应该是很开心，就是张开双手，就是迎接这个人。好啊，你过来啊。
So Jesus should be very welcoming, and he welcomed this person with his hand wide open.
但是耶稣怎么样说呢？
But what did Jesus say?
58节那里说，耶稣说，狐狸有洞。天空的鸟的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
But in verse 58 Jesus said that foxes have dens and birds have nests.
哇，你听到你会有什么感觉？如果你是这个人，你听到会什么感觉？
So if you are this person and you hear Jesus reply that, what would you feel?
好像问非所答嘛。
So it's like you are, I mean, his reply is not actually appropriate, yeah, to his action.
我跟你说，耶稣，我跟你说，我要跟随你。你说你没地方睡。
And as you told Jesus that, hey, Jesus, I want to follow you, but yet Jesus tells you that I don't even have a place to sleep.
所以耶稣为什么会这样答给他这个答案呢？
So why did Jesus give him that reply?
我们可以这里这路加福音这里没有。讲清楚，但是如果我们看另外的一个福音就马太福音第八章的时候，我们看到这里讲了比较清楚一点。马太福音是说有一个文士来就是跟耶稣说这句话。
So while in the book of Luke, they did not quite clearly say that who these people is, but in Matthew, on a similar passage, it actually says that this person is actually a teacher of the law.
文士呢？如果你单单看中文的话，文士英文有时候就翻成是 scribe.
So on some translation that it has been translated to this person as a scribe.
那 scribe 是什么是 scribe 呢？我第一次学到 scribe 这个时候，这个字是在中学的时候，我们学这个英国的历史，学到 scribe 这个字。
So I first learned about the word scribe when I was in high school.
Scribe,
and I learned about history of England.
我所学的 scribe 就是好像一个秘书这样子，他是抄写，做抄写的工作。
So what I learned is scribe is more like a secretary.
但是在以色列古代的时候，这个 scribe 不单是做抄写这么简单的工作。
So, but when in the old time, during the time of Israel, he's not only doing his work as a secretary.
其实他们的身份是相等于一个律师，或许是一个政府机关的一个官员，或是他们是也甚至他们可以是一个商人，是一个金融家。
So he could be a lawyer, he could be a government minister, and he could be a financier.
是相当有地位的一个人。
So it's someone that who has quite a status at the time.
其实在这里马太福音，他英文讲得很清楚，他是 teacher of the law, 就是法律的一个教师。
And clearly say here that he is a teacher of the law in Matthew.
所以虽然经节没有告诉我们这个人的背景。
So even though the scripture did not quite tell us about the background of this person,
但是从别的经节我们看到这个人不简单。
But from the other passage, we learn that this person is not someone.
所以耶稣、
nobody.
耶稣配了耶稣就是耶稣，他可以看得很清楚，看透这个人他心里在想什么。
So Jesus can clearly see what these people is thinking in his heart.
虽然我们不知道，但是从对耶稣的对白，我们可以得到一些提示，到底这个人的心态是什么。
So even though that we don't clearly see, but we believe that Jesus can actually see the heart of this person.
所以这个文士他应该是刚才说他是有地位的，他可能蛮有钱的一个人。
So and we can also think that this he is someone that who is rich. He has good social status.
他一定是很习惯这个很舒适的一个生活，他的生活可能也是非常的稳定。
So he must have someone with very stable life, very comfortable life.
那我们要知道耶稣的生平，他是他的生平，我们看到他其实没有过过一个很舒服的一个生活。
And we also know that Jesus has never been a comfortable life.
他现在在走路要到耶路撒冷去，他不是去住一个五星级的一个酒店。
So he did not, on his journey to Jerusalem, he stayed in a five-star hotel.
他可能只是走路过去，他没有那个时候没有汽车，但是他也没有骑一个骏马，就是去到耶路撒冷去。
So he did not have a good horse, or he probably on his feet while he walked to Jerusalem.
他一生的生平从头开始就经过很多的苦难。
And Jesus began his life with many hardship.
他从小就是出生的时候是在一个马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
他一生出来就被人追杀。
And the time when he was born, he was being after somebody who is trying to kill him.
他只是一个很简单的一个木匠。
He's just an ordinary carpenter.
不是说木匠不好，但是木匠我们也可以想象，就是生活不会很富贵的。
I'm not saying the carpenter is not good, but we certainly know that it's not a very wealthy life.
他正在走路要到耶路撒冷去，他的前途，他的以后的日子是怎么样子的？
So, what could he actually imagine when he was walking to Jerusalem?
他其实是要去准备自己的死，要死在十字架上。
He was actually preparing his death to die on the cross.
他要准备去成就他的父神给他的工作。
He was preparing to fulfill the will of what his father given to him.
所以当这个人来到耶稣面前，他说，无论你到哪里去，我都要跟随你。
So when this person came and said that, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.
耶稣已经看透了这个人的心里面在想什么。
Jesus have already saw through whatever he think in his heart.
他可能不太明白到底他要跟随，不论在哪里，什么情况要跟随耶稣的时候，他要付出的一些代价是怎么样。
Jesus knew that this person did not understand the cost of following him.
所以耶稣是很直接就跟他说，你要跟我呢，你要好像我这样，我都不知道我要睡在哪里，我的生活也不稳定，我没有固定的收入，你还会跟我吗？
So as he told this man that I don't even know where I'm going to sleep, I'm not going to have a stable life, so are you still going to follow me?
耶稣从来不会因为要得到多一个门徒就把他的福音吐成一层的糖衣。
So Jesus have never sugarcoated the gospel in order to attract somebody into believing in him.
或许是把它包装得很好看的，让人家去接受。
Or in some way trying to package the whole mission so he can get more people to follow.
所以你要跟我呢，你要知道你要经过这些的苦难。
So if you want to follow me, then you have to understand that the hardship and also the challenges ahead of you.
你可能甚至要付出你自己的生命。
And you are even going to give your life.
所以后来这个人后来他的下场是什么样我们不知道，因为圣经也没有说。
So we did not know that what happened after this to this person.
但是从耶稣的对白，我可以想象这个人后来是没有跟从耶稣。
But from the conversation, I believe that this person did not eventually follow Jesus.
因为他可能不会习惯耶稣这种的生活。
And he most probably is not going to get used to the life of Jesus.
他可能还是坚持要做他以前那种过那种舒服的一个生活。
So he probably still want to go back to his comfortable life.
我们大家有没有这样的感觉呢？我们有没有时候就是心里很想去做神的工作，但是我们不放弃我们舒服的那种的生活。
So as any one of us here actually have the same feeling like these people, that you probably have to struggle with giving yourself I mean, giving away the comfortable life that you have right now.
耶稣其实在这里是在挑战这个人他的所谓 comfort zone 安乐窝或许他比较习惯舒服的一个范围。
So Jesus is challenging these people to about his comfort life.
那我们大家都有我们做事情有一个我们很舒服的一个范围，在这个范围之外，我们可能就不太敢去做。
So as often that we all of us have a comfort zone, but anything out of our comfort zone, we often not going to try or attempt anything.
就好像我在这里讲到是离开我的舒服的范围是很远很远的。
So it's just like me standing here preaching is actually way far away from my comfort zone.
开始在教会侍奉的时候，我跟自己说，我说教会侍奉，我洗厕所油漆。补修这些做一些简单的补修我都可以做。
So, when I started
serving in the church
and I can imagine that I wash the toilet and I can do some painting and I can do some servicing for the church just like that.
但是我绝对不会做执事。
But I will never be a deacon.
更加绝对不会到台上去讲的道理。
And I will never come on the stage and preach.
这是我自己说的。
So this was what I said to me.
神没有接受。
But God did not listen. But God did not quite buying that.
我也没有直接听到神跟我说你要讲道。
So and I did not actually listen. I mean, hear God say that hey, you need to go up and preach.
但是神有很多仆人啊。
Yeah, but God has many
servant
in the church.
朱牧师是其中一位。
So like Pastor Chu was one of them.
当朱牧师来到，很轻的声音跟你说 ，Dennis， 你可不可以在这一天讲道啊
？So when Pastor Chu came to me and whispered, say, "Hey, can you preach on this day?"
这么温柔的声音，你可以拒绝吗
？So with his kind of whispering sound, do you think I can deny him?
牧师已经走了，所以我可以说。
Yeah, he has left, so I can talk whatever.
所以神透过不同的情况、不同的人，可以成就他要做的事情。
So God actually used different people and to fulfill His will.
在我们束缚的范围之外的事情。我们常常跟自己说我不会去做。
So anything that out of our comfort zone, we often say that I'm not going to do that.
我其实很想做神的工作。
So I'm eager to do God's work.
但是如果这个不会太麻烦的话，我是很愿意去做的。
And if it's not too troublesome, I'm more than willing to do that.
或许事情不会太难的，我可以做。
Yeah, if it's not something difficult, I would.
或许这个事情不需要我去学一个新的技巧，我还是可以做。
If it's not something that I need to acquire new knowledge or skills, I would do it.
或许说我太年轻了，还是让这些长辈的比较认识圣经更深的这些弟兄姐妹们去做好了。
Or I could say that I'm too young. How about those who are older, that who are not more knowledgeable, to preach?
过了几年以后，头发白了，年纪大了。
After a few years, my hair grew white.
有经验了。
And I'm older with experience.
可能又说我现在老了，没有精力了。
And I will probably say that I'm too old and I have no energy.
让这些年轻。精神充沛的这年轻人去做吧。
So I would say that okay, let the young people take on the job.
念圣经虽然是念了很多了，但是昨天念了，今天就忘记了。
Yeah, so I read many scriptures, but for whatever I read yesterday, I already forgotten today.
记忆力已经没了。
So my memory is growing weak.
所以呢，我们都会有很多的理由。
So we give many excuses.
不肯踏出去我们这个舒服的安乐窝。
So we often choose not to step out from our comfort zone.
有一个人叫做 Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, 他是一位德国的宣教士。
There's someone that who named Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
他这样说的，他英文是这样说，他写了一本书，就是《The Cost of Discipleship》，就是一个做门徒的要付的代价。
So he wrote a book about the cost of discipleship.
他说，救恩是免费的，但做门徒会要你的命。
And as you say that the gospel is free.
Salvation is free.
The salvation is free, but become a disciple will actually take your life.
这个蛮严重的一句话, 你做门徒,
it's actually quite serious.
Thing.
But we have to understand that he lived at the time of Hitler.
他反对希特勒,
and he actually objected to
Hitler.
So for his ministry, he could die any time.
So and
at the end, that he was actually being hung to death.
但是福音, 这救恩给我们是白白,
and indeed, the salvation is gave freely to us.
我们要服从, 我们要做门徒,
but in order for us to be a disciple, it costs something.
所以在第一个故事我们学到什么呢? 第一个故事我们学到 做一个基督的门徒, 我们必须要的是怎么样? 要离开自己的安乐窝。
So the first thing that we learned that is a disciple must be willing to leave his comfort zone.
第二个故事, 这次耶稣自己去宣召一个人。
So in the second story, is this time Jesus went out and called somebody.
他说要对一个人说, 跟从我来, 那人说, 主啊, 容我先回去, 埋葬我的父亲。
So Jesus called him to follow him, and these people replied that, let me go bury my father first.
但是耶稣的, 给他的答案是怎么样呢? 是蛮惊讶的, 他说, 认死人, 任凭死人埋葬他们死人, 你呢, 只管去传扬神国的道。
So, but Jesus' reply is pretty shocking. So, as he said that, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣自己宣召这个人, 但是为什么他会这样跟他, 说呢? 要他说你, 其实他说你不需要, 不需要去了, 你就让别人做了, 你要跟从我, 你要去传扬神的话。
So Jesus initiated calling to these people, but why did he say, why did Jesus say this to this person? So it seems like this person have very reasonable excuse.
这段经节其实对我本身来说是很有意思的，因为我本来是一月的时候我要讲到，讲这篇道。
This scripture actually means something pretty special to me, because I was supposed to preach in January.
但是在十二月底，我母亲过世了。
But at the end of December,
安息主怀,
my mother actually passed away.
那他的葬礼是安排在11月的13号。
And her funeral was scheduled to be on January 13th.
我的讲道应该是1月12号那个礼拜天。
So my scheduled preaching was on January 12th.
所以那个时候心里的感受其实是很复杂的。
So I have a very complicated feeling in my heart.
第一是因为母亲过世的那种伤心。
So first is the sorrows to my mother's death.
第二其实 哇，我可以不需要讲道了，我可以走了，有一种好像很放松、很开心的样子。So
the second thing is, I feel like okay, it's a good way that I can excuse me from the preaching.
第三个感受是一个挣扎的感受。So
the third feeling is something struggle.
因为临时要跟牧师说我不能讲道，临时要找一个人来讲道。Because
for the last minute, I have to tell. Pastor and 牧师跟, to find a sub to
牧师跟我们的 Simon 传道那个礼拜天，其实他们也不在。
So and actually and on that week, Pastor Chu and Minister Huang was not in as well.
所以临时要找一个讲员。
So for the last moment, we have to find someone to preach.
感谢主, 黄牧师他在那个礼拜天可以来讲道。
Yeah, we thank God for Reverend Wang came out to preach on that Sunday.
所以主还是有他自己的安排。
So God has his arrangement.
但是对我的影响就是这一段圣经。
But for this passage, this scripture actually affect me.
因为他就直接跟我那个时候发生的事情很有关系，我要去回去参加我母亲的葬礼。
Because because it's very similar that I have to go back and attend my mother's funeral.
那耶稣这句话他是很幽默的，他好像你现在面临的事情，我你要讲这篇道，我就偏偏的要这个事情发生在你身上，你会怎么样做呢？
So it's, I found that Jesus is, that the Lord is pretty humorous to me because I'm going to preach these scriptures and yet he let this scripture happen to me.
我要不要回去呢?
Am I supposed to go back?
回去，不回去，对我哥哥也不太公平。
So if whether I'm going back or not is not going to be fair to my brothers.
他在我母亲的 最后几年都是他在照顾的。
So for the last few years of my mother's life, that my brother has been taking care of him.
如果我留下来呢，真的就是要讲这篇道呢。我如果我去的时候，我如果真的过去的时候不讲这篇道，那我怎么样交代
？So what if I really stay on here to preach the message? So what would actually be actually what would my brother actually feel?
Now how do I if I really went over there, how do I explain myself when I preach this message?
Okay.
我们要知道在 以色列的传统里面， 孝敬父母就好像中国人孝敬父母是最重要的事情。
So in the culture of Israel, it's just like our Chinese culture, that taking care of your parents is pretty important.
安排父母亲的葬礼也是占了一个蛮高的地位。
So even the duty of burial was one of the highest duty for the culture.
就是在犹太人的律法里面，甚至是比他们祷告的更重要，甚至是比他们要读这个律法更重要。
So in the Jewish law, to bury a parent is even way higher than praying and also the study of the law.
安葬父母亲还比要守这逾越节还要重要。
So the duty of burial is even more important than observing the Passover.
他们的习惯也是，如果家里有人 过世的时候，就当天就要埋葬。
So they also have the culture of bury the dead on the same day of the death.
我们看到这人，他既然是在耶稣旁边的时候，那不可能他
So as you understand this, when this person is just right next to Jesus and he said this, that means that his parent has not died.
Yeah.
So Jesus can see through what this person was thinking.
耶稣呼召他的时候，他心里可能在想，我要回去，我要等到我爸爸过世的时候，我再回来跟你。 他不是不跟耶稣啊，他只是要等等一阵子。So
Jesus can see that this person was saying in his heart that I have to go back to be with my parents, and I will only follow Jesus after they die.
或许有另外一个情况，就是在犹太人的习惯的传统，就是他们有两次的埋葬，第一次就是人死了就埋葬。
And in the other context of Jewish culture, they could mean that the second burial, so which is like the person have already died.
Yeah, the first time is the regular burial.
Okay.
就是第二次就是一年以后他们把这骸骨 挖出来，然后再做另外第二次的埋葬。
So what the culture happened is the parent died and they buried them, but after 1 year they could take out the
scale the bones.
Yeah, the and rebury.
所以耶稣他知道这个人在想什么，我们不知道，我们可以猜，从耶稣的对白我们可以猜他是这样子的情况。
So we could actually take a guess about what Jesus was thinking about what these people.
如果这个人的父亲真的是刚刚过世，我想耶稣不会阻止他。
So it should be logical that if this person just had his parents just died, Jesus should not stop him for burying his parents.
所以耶稣才说，认死人去埋葬他们的死人。 你只管去传扬神的国。
So that's the reason why the Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead.
那到底这又是什么意思呢? 死人怎么样去埋葬死人?
So how could the dead bury the dead?
死这个字在以色列的语言当中是有两个用法。 第一个用法就是很普通的死，就是一个人死去这样的死。
So the dead has been used in the Israel for two meanings. So the first meaning is just a regular dead. It means that person died.
另外一个用法就是好像漠不关心的这样的用法。
So the other is an expression of indifference towards a thing of expresses something has no influence.
就好像在罗马书那边提到的，在律法上死去了。
So just like what is being mentioned in Romans, that to be dead to the law.
或好像是向罪看的，自己是死的。
So it's also said in Romans that to be dead to sin.
所以这死的意思就是这些东西，律法还有罪已经跟我们没有关系。So
that means that the law and the sins have no influence or control over us.
不会影响我们的生命。So
it doesn't affect us anymore.
所以当耶稣说这死人去埋葬死人，第一个死人就是从灵命上是已经死的。这灵命上死的意思就是说，他耶稣对他来说根本是没有一件事情，不关他是死，他已经不听耶稣的话。So
when Jesus say, let the dead bury their own dead, so the first dead referring to those who are spiritually die and choose not to listen to the word of God.
就是让这些根本就不跟随我的人去埋葬已经肉体死的人。
So what he means is let those who are not following me bury their own dead.
所以呢，他耶稣就是跟他说，你这个如果不是这么迫切的事情的时候，你可以让 你家乡的一些人，你的弟兄也好，你的朋友也好，让他们去做这些事好了。So
Jesus said to him that since this is not something that you have to do it now, let the other people do it.
耶稣要提醒我们的就是我们要，当我们做事情的时候，我们要知道。 这个做神的工作的地位，在我们的优先是排在哪一位？So
Jesus once reminds us that we have to prioritize about when doing God's work, we have to prioritize about what we should actually follow. And
yep. 对这个人来说，他耶稣说，你去埋葬你的父亲，没有比传扬福音更重要。So
to bury your parents is not going to be as high as a priority than doing to proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣希望我们可以专心的完全的奉献给他。So
being a disciple, Jesus wants us to devote our attention to him.
我们的时间要奉献给他。We
need to devote our times to him.
我们有没有做的，可不可以做得到呢？我在问自己，其实因为我们大家都很忙，我们的 时间表其实排上了很满的，很多事情。
So I ask myself that isn't that possible because many of us have very busy schedules.
我们常常在排时间表的时候，没有把耶稣放在里面。
And many times when we trying to prioritize our times, that we often forget about Jesus.
有时候我们排上一些事情，其实你再回头想一下，根本并不是那么重要。So
and many times when we prioritize our times and all that, and we realize that there are actually many things that which is not really important.
我礼拜天、礼拜一上下班以后，哎，这个时间我要安排，我要去做，去这个 gym 去做 workout.
So it could happen on Monday that after work, I would go to gym to do some workout.
哦，礼拜二这个时间啊，明天天气很好啊，我也赶快要去买一些花来种，不然的话。
Yeah, so Tuesday, I could say after work, I want to go get some flowers, so otherwise I can't plant the flowers.
剩下的时间我们就把耶稣的工作放下去。So
for the rest of our time, we choose to let go for whatever work that Jesus asked us to do.
在这个故事里面，耶稣告诉我们。
So in this story that Jesus told us,
我们做一个基督的门徒，我们要完全的献给主。
So as a disciple of Christ, we must be ready and willing to surrender and commit fully to Him.
定义的跟从他。
We have to follow Him wholeheartedly.
第三个故事最后的一个人。
So in the third story, we see the last person.
这人也是亲自来到耶稣面前。
He was also the one who came to Jesus.
他就说：“主啊，我要跟从你，但是容我先去辨别我家里的人。”
As he said to Jesus, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family.
那这是也是很好像很适当的一个理由，我先去跟我的家里的人道别，那我就来跟随你了。他也不是说不跟随主，他是很愿意的。It
seems to be something pretty appropriate. It is not saying that he doesn't want to follow Jesus, but he just wants to go back and say goodbye.
是耶稣的答案就是什么？手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
But Jesus replied him, "No one who put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God."
那也是一个很惊讶的一个答案。
So it was a pretty shocking answer too.
为什么他要这样说呢？
But why did Jesus say that?
如果我们 主学现在正在看这个以利亚、以撒的故事，其实以利沙也有同样的事情发生。
In Sunday school now, we actually looking into the life of Elijah. So,
列王记上的十九节那边说，我不全部念下来，就是其中他以利沙跟以利亚说，以利亚去呼召他的时候，以利亚说，求你容我先与父母亲亲嘴，然后我就来跟你了。
So in First King, we look at Elijah and Elisha. So, which verse is it?
It's verse 20, 1 Kings 19, verse
20. So as it says that Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied, what have I done to you?
其实以利亚没有反对，以利亚说，我向你做了什么事呢？意思就是说，我现在来呼召你，不是，意思不是说不给你跟你的家人道别。
So, in this story here, that Elijah did not actually stop him for saying goodbye.
所以第三位这个人，他可能对这个 这故事也是蛮清楚的，所以他这样说跟伊丽莎说的好像没有什么分别。So
this person could have actually know this story. So whatever he said is pretty much the same thing like what Elisha said.
所以我们要怎么样去了解这段经文呢？
So how should we understand this passage?
耶稣是不是要我们不要去孝顺我们的父母亲呢？我们要走就走了。
So does Jesus really don't want us to be accountable or to take care of our parents?
就好像前两个故事，其实圣经没有很清楚地跟我们说这个背景是怎么样子。但是我们要从耶稣的对白，我们要看出前文提示到底耶稣为什么要这样说。
So just like the two stories before this, we are going to see from here about from the conversation of Jesus to this person to learn about what happened.
关键就是这个人跟他，当他要跟耶稣说我要跟你的时候，他是有条件。
So the key here is when this person say that he wants to follow Jesus, he has conditions.
耶稣的答案是说，手扶着犁向后看，向后面看的人，不配得进神的国。你向后面看的人。
So as Jesus said that no one put his hands to the plow and looks back, so he's talking about looking back.
关键词就是向后看的，他知道这个人是向后看的。So
the keyword is looks back.
他要跟随耶稣，但是他的有条件，就是他还想抓着以前的事情。So
he wants to follow Jesus, but his condition is he would still like to look back for whatever behind him.
向后看的时候，我们常常就会忽略到神，我们前面要做的事情。Many
times when we look back, we often neglect the works of God.
就好像以色列国以前他们就是常常要往后看，他们还要抓住以前在埃及的那个好的生活，其实也没有那么好。但是当他们在受神的惩罚的时候，那个更苦，更
So just like in Exodus, when Israel oftentimes they look back for their life in Egypt, even though it wasn't quite a good life, but with the suffering they have in the desert, is that they feel like their life in Egypt was far better than that. So Jesus taught us that as we follow him, we should not keep looking back. So we have to learn from Paul, as he said, the brothers, I do not consider I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
当我们决定跟随耶稣的时候,
So when we have decided to follow Jesus, we should not look back.
I have decided to follow Jesus. 我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
So on Friday, little Joshua led us singing the song, I've decided to follow Jesus.
跟着是哪一句是什么? No turning back.
So what's the next word, the next sentence after that. So no turning back, no turning back.
世界在我后面, the world is behind me.
The world is behind me.
死架在我前面,
and the cross is before me.
所以我们跟随耶稣的时候, 我们不回头看,
so when we follow Jesus, we do not look back.
第三个要学习的就是我们做门徒, 就是当做的做门徒的, 我们必须要完全的效忠我们的主。
So the third principle is, as a disciple of Christ, we must have complete allegiance to him.
有一对夫妇在礼拜天要去教堂的时候,
so a couple preparing to go to church on Sunday.
差不多时间要到教会去了,
so when it was about time to go,
这个太太都穿好衣服了, 准备要去了。
So the wife have fully dressed and prepared to go to church.
但是丈夫好像还没动。
But the husband hasn't do anything.
他问你为什么不换衣服啊?
So the wife asked, why aren't you getting dressed?
他说我不想去。
And he said that because I don't want to go.
那你有什么理由不去呢?
So the wife asked, what was your reason?
我有三个很好的理由。
And he said to his wife that I have three good reasons.
第一,这个会众很难办。
First, the congregation is cold.
第一,没有人喜欢我。
Second,
第二,没有人喜欢我。
Second is, no one likes me.
第三,我就是不想去。
And third, I just don't want to go.
那这个太太很有智慧的,给他三个很好的理由,为什么他要去?
So the wife, full of wisdom, gave him three good reasons for why he should go to church.
他说,其实教会的人并不是那么差,他们是蛮热情的。
So the wife said to him that first, the congregation, the peoples are actually pretty warm and they are pretty passionate.
还有一些人还是喜欢你的。
And second, there are still some people that who likes you.
第三,你是牧师。
And third, you are the pastor.
其实这个每次我要讲到有同感。
So every time when I wanted to preach, I have the same feeling.
不只是去教会做神的工作, 去参加教会的某些的活动, 常常我们都有很多的理由。
So many times when we're thinking about coming to church, we do many activities. What's the last thing?
Coming to church or doing God's work or participating in some church events. We have a lot of reasons or excuses to prevent us from following through. 我们在这三个人的身上的故事，我们看见，其实很容易就是把这个注意力注意到这三个人，我们可能会可怜他们，为什么他们心这么好要跟随耶稣，但是耶稣又拒绝了他们。
So as we look at these three people and we have quite some mixed feeling, so they would like to follow Jesus, but why did Jesus still give them so many hard time in order to follow him?
到底他们最后怎么样呢? 下场是怎么样呢?
So what happened to them at the end?
但是其实不重要, 他们下场是怎么样, 不重要。
It really doesn't matter.
耶稣用这三个故事是一个好像 teaching moment, 是一个教训的时间。
So Jesus used these three stories as a teaching moment to us.
他要把一些真理带出来。
He wants to bring some truth.
他要教训的是他旁边的那些使徒。
So what he wanted to teach was probably his disciples next to him.
有一个最重要的信息，如果你忘记了所有的故事，重要的信息就是什么？你要跟随我的时候。
So for the most important thing that Jesus taught here is wherever you choose to follow me, you have to put me as a number one in your priority. We have listened to the same message many times.
但是很难明白,
but it is hard for us to comprehend.
很难做得到,
it's hard for us to follow.
在路加福音9章前面, 耶稣已经说过了，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背着他自己的十字架来跟从我。
So
in Luke 9 chapter 9 verses 23, I'll read it. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. 我们要背上我们自己的十字架，十字架 蛮重的十字架，不是很轻的一个。
So we have to carry our own cross. The cross is not light, it's pretty heavy.
耶稣说，我就是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
Jesus said that he is a path, he is life, and he is a truth.
这个道路我没有跟你说是很平的一条路。
And I did not tell you that the path is a smooth, smooth going path.
我的真理没有涂上一层的糖衣在上面。
And my truth do not have any sugar coated.
要跟着我真理去接受。
So you have to accept my truth.
弟兄姐妹，当我们下一次我们有机会来到侍奉神的时候，我们如果好像找到一些理由不能去做的时候，我们要问自己，到底我现在这一次我的借口又是什么？
But sister, next time when you decide to do something for God, and then you have some excuses, arousing from your heart, then you have to ask yourself again, are you a follower to Christ? Thank you.